Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Let's talk to our buddy Kurt Heelan. He is the lead NBA writer, managing editor for NBCSports.com. You can follow Kurt on Twitter at Basketball Talk. And Kurt, as always, man, appreciate the time. And, you know, a lot going on in the NBA, but a lot going on here in Atlanta with these Hawks.
Yeah, absolutely. It's not been the smooth transition and season at all with DeJounte Murray coming in. And certainly not, the season the team or fans expected.
What do you make of all of the, for lack of a better term, backstage drama, all of the things that have gone on behind the scenes with this team? I mean, you know, separate from what's happened on the court, what do you make of all of these stories that have come out about how dysfunctional, and that's the word that's been used and thrown around in NBA circles, about how dysfunctional this Hawks organization has been?
Yeah, it's been a talking point all season long, and partially I think it started out just because Nate McMillan has a lot of friends around the league. He's been around forever. He has a lot of fans, but the challenges, I'm trying to think of the right word. I mean, look, there just doesn't seem to be a situation right now, or maybe it's getting there with after all the changes, where there is a, or everyone was on the same page and pulling the rope in the same direction. And when that's not happening, when everybody doesn't have the same vision for what you're trying to build and do in the front office, it's messy and confusing, and you end up with kind of awkward decisions. And hopefully, you know, hopefully they are with this now, hopefully for Hawks fans, at least they're whoever's driving the boat at this point, like at least everybody's hopefully, you know, rowing this thing in the same direction at this point, which I don't think was the case for a while. And that does bleed onto the court, man. Good ownership is still the greatest advantage, not just in basketball, but like professional sports. Like, good ownership matters.
So you mentioned about Nate McMillan, and, you know, of course, a few weeks ago, there was a story that came out that, you know, maybe he's considering retiring, and he kind of shot that down, but he also left it open that maybe at the end of the year, and there's a growing consensus about whether or not Nate McMillan will be the head coach of this team next year. What do you kind of get the sense is the future of Nate McMillan with this organization?
Yeah, honestly, I don't know anybody around the league who thinks Nate McMillan will be back next season with the Hawks.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The choices they've made, the direction they're going is not, he's there for right now, but he will not be back next year. That they will get a coach they feel is better suited to getting more out of this young core. I mean, that's part of it too, is that fair or not, whether this is all on him or not, or however you feel about him, coaches are scapegoats, man, professional sports. Like, if things don't go right above you or just players aren't executing, you get the blame for it, whether that's fair or not. And I don't want to say Nate's blameless in a disappointing season, but it's also all not on him. But sometimes that's what it's the easiest move to make because he can't fire the coach and GMs don't like to fire themselves.
Well, let me ask you then, follow up with that. So do you think that if Nate McMillan leaves this position, do you still think that he's a viable commodity, that he will get an NBA coaching job after this and he'll be in whatever demand that there is, sort of demand to get an NBA job in the offseason?
First off, I would imagine he is back on someone's bench next year as an assistant. If he wants, then, man, never say. Nate McMillan it could be another situation where if he gets a head job, it's because he took over midseason like he did here, right? Like he did in Atlanta. That maybe that's what happens, but how should I put this? He's not seen around the league as a dynamic, innovative, cutting-edge young coach. But he can also be just solid. And sometimes, depending on where you are with your organization, just a professional coach can be what you actually need. So I never rule anything. You know, there are very few coaches I would ever rule out of getting a job again.
Kurt Helan, lead NBA writer for NBCSports.com, joining us here in the WadeFord.com hotline. You know, and one guy that I've said that DeJounte Murray is the MVP of this team. He's not necessarily the best player. I still think that falls on Trey and things, but he's made so many winning basketball plays. And you look at his contract status, he's under contract this year, he's got one more year, and then he can walk. Do you get the sense that DeJounte Murray is, you know, comfortable playing with this organization, comfortable playing with Trey Young? We know Trey Young recruited him pretty heavily, but, you know, they paid a pretty good price if he's just going to walk in 2 years. But you're also looking at probably a guy who maybe isn't max, but, boy, he's on the cusp of you know, that straddling that max money type of line. What do you think about the future of Murray?
Yeah, he would have a lot of interest from around the league because he's a two-way guard, because he deflects everything. He's got those long arms because he's a good defender. Plus, he can just kind of run the show and play this, can work on or off the ball. Like, you can put him in a lot of different situations and have there's an absolute demand for him around the league. And you're right. I would say not max, but relatively close to it with today's salary cap numbers. Those are eye-popping numbers. Yeah. But I think teams would see him as having that kind of – look, this point guard is still the – position. It is, is where your best player is, but you can go ask the Clippers, go ask the Knicks how my functional point guard mattered, right? Just in terms of like winning some games and not looking like crap every night. I think that there would be a high demand for him, and he's going to have to. I don't know how frustrated he is or isn't with, I don't want to spend on where his mindset is. But he's in the advantage position of just having options. It's not just the money, going to be good money anywhere. He'll be able to go where he wants to play, where he thinks he can make a difference, where he feels he fits. The Hawks have a year to make that Atlanta for him. I mean, he came there. He sounded like he wanted to be there. They're going to have to ensure it.
Let's bounce around the league a little bit. Is it very probable that Joker's in line to pick up his third straight MVP with the West and the Wade and the way he's played? Is it very possible that he's going to win his third straight MVP?
It's definitely possible. We'll see. I mean, I don't think Luka's totally out of the picture yet, but a lot of guys have eliminated themselves. Eliminated themselves is maybe the wrong way to phrase that, but like, Kevin Durant was absolutely in the mix for this award, and I think he's just going to miss too much time. Stephen Curry was maybe the best player in the league until he got injured and has missed all this time. And then one of Jokic's advantages, on top of the wild on-off numbers and just the fact that he's really good, is that he's durable. I mean, he plays 75-plus games a year when everybody else is playing 65. And that, when you're thinking about how much value you're adding to a franchise, how valuable you are as the most valuable player, being on the court matters. It matters a lot. Yeah. So I think I had him, and I did this a while ago, and the Mavericks have stumbled since then, which I'm not totally I got a feeling it's more Luka wearing down because, you know, Atlas can only carry the Earth for so long. That heliocentric system is a little much for him, for anyone. But that could be to their advantage. And I think there's voter fatigue. I think that's real. Guys with Jokic, and he'd have to be overwhelming, and they would have to win. They are winning. They are. And he has been as impressive as ever. So there is a very real chance he picks this up.
How far ahead of everybody else in the Eastern Conference is the Boston Celtics?
When healthy right now, I think pretty far. That the enough of a step that I would trust them more in a 7-game series. I think he's close, but they're a little bit thinner this year. They are out looking for another Jay Crowder, PJ Tucker type, and a little more depth. They have four really great players, and it drops off after that. I think Boston trusts its depth a little more. Brooklyn's good, but I think you can push them around. I think the team that might give them the most trouble, the second best team, might be Philly. I mean, they've been playing so much better lately. The challenge there is just...
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's LYST. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
He had more than his share of big game, elimination game meltdowns. And I don't know if that cancels out with the massive number of elimination game meltdowns that Doc Rivers teams have had, or if it just kind of, you know, it's a multiplier. I'm not, like, they're going to have to prove they can do it on this biggest of stages, but right now they might look like the second best team just because they've kind of got Tobias Harris is a good player, and since they moved De'Anthony Melton into the starting lineup, and when they're healthy and they can bring Maxey off the bench, that's a really good, dangerous team.
Is the one team in the Eastern Conference that maybe nobody wants to play in a first-round matchup is the Cleveland Cavaliers?
Yeah. I think they're going to be incredibly good in a few years, but I am a believer that you do have to learn how to win, I think, at a certain level in the NBA. And you can do that and transfer it, like the 2008 Celtics win the title that first year that Garnett and Pierce and Allen are all together. But they'd all learned less in other places they could bring with them. I think this team is so young. Outside of Donovan, none of them have a ton of playoff experience, except for Kevin Love, obviously. I think there's a learning curve there, and they've got to figure out what they're going to do. They don't have a lot of great wing defenders, and that's going to be a little bit of a problem going up against Boston or Milwaukee with those elite wing players. So I still think that they're a year away, but I also think – in the next few years, let's put it this way, in the next few years, the Cleveland-Memphis finals, that may not be the television suit's favorite matchup, but I think we could be on the way to that.
Last question for you, Kurt. Are the Sacramento Kings the most surprising team in the NBA this year?
A little bit. They're better than I thought they were. I mean, I thought they'd maybe fighting for one of those 7-8 playoff spots, and they've been obviously at 3. They're way better than that, even in a crowded West. And aren't they just, I don't know, it feels like the best story of the NBA, the most positive story in the NBA this year to me. Just that is such a starved fan base for, 16 years.
Yeah.
I believe the last time they made the playoffs, there was a Bush in the White House. Like, it's been forever since then. And the way they've not only rallied behind Sabonis, and it's a fun team to watch. It's a fun team to watch on League Pass if you get the chance, because they are a really good offensive team with Sabonis and Fox, and they don't play any defense. So it's just a shootout every night. And that'll catch up to them in the playoffs, but just making the playoffs is fun for them. The whole city has rallied behind the Light the Beam thing they've got going, which feels like it could have been corny, but like everybody's buying in and they're loving it, and the fan base is loving it. And you know what? It's good to have those stories. It's good to see a long tortured fan base be rewarded like this.
On Twitter, at Basketball Talk, he is the lead NBA writer and managing editor for NBCSports.com. Kurt Helin joined us on the WaitFor.com hotline. Kurt, as always, buddy, appreciate it, man. Thanks for a few minutes in Atlanta. Good to catch up, and we'll chat again here soon.
I look forward to it, man. Take care.
You got it. John Chuckery. We'll be back. Sports Radio 99 The Game and the Odyssey.com app.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.